Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
It's Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Do it every day. The 5 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show at 414-799-1250 is your chance to sound off on the biggest topics in today's Big Show. And first, before I reset them, it's my favorite thing when Steve Sparky Pfeiffer just whispers in my ear and says, hey, let me have this thing right out of the break. So Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back in our Hales Corner studios, along with Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Go ahead.
It's not a topic. We're not doing this in Pick a Lane, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane. But I'm just sitting back here, running the controls, watching Twitter, talking to Leroy and Anthony Mandela. And Packer fans, you're driving me absolutely nuts. Awesome. You really are. I get that y'all wanted Weddle, right? You want a safety. But to sit here and rip the Packers front office and saying, oh, it's going to be Ted Thompson all over again because they didn't get Eric Weddle. Just settle down, man. Whole thing doesn't even really get started till next week anyhow. Just chill out. There's 100 safeties out there. Just they'll be fine. They'll get one or two. Good Lord. Now you can go.
So people are just losing their natural minds about
it? Oh, my God. It's just stupid. Absolutely stupid. Huh?
You know that he's an old man?
Well, I understand, but these guys want guys and now. And every time somebody goes that they don't get that they wanted, it becomes, well, he's going to be another Ted Thompson. That's what they think is going to happen again. I'm telling you. It's all over Twitter.
He's going to the Rams, right?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
He'll do well there.
Sure
he'll
he will.
Very well there.
Yeah, he's going to do well there.
No doubt. That's a great place for him.
Huh?
Yeah, good veteran team, but I would be flipping that over Weddle. The guy,
no,
come on.
But he's going to do well there, Leroy, because of the two corners that they have.
Well, they're going to lose Marcus Peters unless they bring him back.
They bring Marcus Peters back.
I don't know why you wouldn't. He's a dominant guy to have out there on that corner.
He'll be all right. Now.
We'll talk about the Rams a little bit more later.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. What's up?
We're supposed to have rain next 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Why are they watering the field?
Well, because you got to mat it down.
Do what?
You just got to mat down the sand a little bit because if it's too dry, then it blows around and gets into the outfield and makes the outfield not look as beautiful.
Okay.
So you want to just keep it down. That diamond dust, I think, is what the brand of stuff that you use.
Diamond dust.
Diamond dust.
Also known as cat litter.
Now, what you should have told him, baby, Taos, the reason why they're watering it, so you can say, get off my lawn.
That wasn't really funny this time.
414-799-1250. That is Leap 36.
There you go.
Man,
come on.
I like when he starts getting, because he knew that he thought it was really funny. I'm sorry, Leroy. I'm sorry, man. I could have given you a giggle. That
you
was
guys
bad,
ain't smart enough to get these jokes, man. I put a lot of hard work in for my stand-up.
Yeah, right. You need to go work on it some more.
Right lane today, do you want to pass on Dallas Keuchel or Gio Gonzalez? Those are the two hot names for
hot
MLB
names.
Free agency on the pitching
hot
staff
names.
Wise.
Y'all say they hot.
Or
anybody else
you
hot.
That you got. Youth. You have Freddie Peralta, who pitched major innings for you last year.
I
struck
like
out 13, set a team record for strikeouts in one game. Corbin Burns helped get you to one game away from a World Series. And all in all, Brandon Woodruff, he won a job out of spring training last year in the rotation, then gets sent down to AAA Colorado Springs. All he does whenever he gets a chance to come up is produce and hit a home run off Clayton Kershaw. Sparky,
Clayton Kershaw.
You want to go get a Dallas Keuchel or a Gio Gonzalez, one of those brand name guys, or stick here with the youth?
Yeah, go get me one of those brand name guys, man. Go get me Dallas Keuchel. That's what I like.
I'll stick with the knockoffs for now.
Yeah, I know that. But for me, you add Keuchel into this rotation, and then you give me Chacin, Woodruff,
Burns. In there. He won't be in there if they bring in Keuchel.
My plan is Chase and Zach Davies are out by the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
That's my plan. So if we can do this, then it's Jimmy Nelson, it's Dallas Keuchel, it's Chacin, it's Burns and Woodruff in August, and let's see who can beat us. Let's go.
And I feel bad for Jimmy Nelson. I really do. I just don't want him to go into the depression side of it.
Hey, man, listen. I heard Eric Kratz today during the game broadcast. He was in the radio booth. Yeah. He caught Nelson yesterday in the little practice game they had or whatever else. Mm-hmm. And he faced him. No, he didn't catch him. He faced him. He was hitting. He said he was right around 93 miles an hour yesterday.
That's pretty good.
Considering he hasn't pitched in a game yet.
So why did they have to announce that Corbin Burns is going to take his spot?
I think Adam McAlvey is just more speculating in his new roster prediction up at MLB.com, Brewers.com. And we're going to talk to Adam McAlvey probably next week. We were planning on getting him today. But, guys, he is literally closing down the press box. He's got his earbuds in there. He's been hammering out like 19 different stories over there in the writer's box. So we're not going to bother him. We're going to let him.
I'm going to text him and tell him he's big timing us.
He is big timing us. So why don't y'all bring some candy with you?
Every time he'd go out, he's big timing us.
If you all would have brought some candy. Well, then there's no reason for him not to come in there. You've got candy for him.
I have Smarties in my pocket because I knew he likes it melted.
Yes.
And Leroy, you know that I'm sweating already out here.
Oh, that's disgusting. Never mind.
It's very melted down.
They smell like Doritos, the Red Bay. I know they smell like Gary. I know you got your nose tooted up.
Hey, but the best part is, Leroy, best part is when we walked into our house down here in Phoenix, you know what they had sitting in the bowl, just like my man Dean Murray always does?
Tootsie Rolls.
Just a big old bowl of them. It was outstanding. Center Lane, are you getting bored as a Brewer fan with, oh my goodness, there he is. He's Adam McAlvey. He's joining us right now. We were just talking about Adam, I got some candy for you.
Put him on.
God. Andy, I got some candy for you.
Oh, you really do? I thought you were kidding.
Candy. No,
I thought you were just pretending.
No, we just appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you. I've been sitting over there working, and I said I was going to come over, and then I got dialed into writing and working, and I lost my mind.
Let's get to this Adam Braun. I want Adam, please tell me about Braun. Anything about Braun. And Jimmy Nelson, I don't know what they want to ask you.
Yeah, so Ryan Braun spent the winter with swing coaches tweaking his swing.
Okay. Now, that's like the first time he's done that, right?
Yes, his swing, the beauty of his game has been his swing has not changed a millimeter since the day he showed up here in big league camp for the first time. So, you know, he had all that stuff last year where he hit into hard luck, and they've got data to show that it's not just a guy complaining about, you know, the sense that he hit into hard luck. That's with all the TrackMan and all the stuff they have now, they can actually see that this is a real thing. So he's kind of to say he's joining the launch angle revolution is an oversimplification, but he's changing his swing, and he is trying to get the ball in the air a little bit more and drive the ball a little bit more and avoid some of those hard luck lineouts that were part of the story last season. And it's also part of a guy who's 33, 34 years old and trying to get to the zone a little bit quicker. So he made these tweaks. He was saying today he's loved his BP. He said he's been on the same field, so it's kind of apples to apples. Mm-hmm. And he just feels like he's driving the ball way better than he has in years. So today was the first time to try this kind of new swing and game action. And he's going to play – he thinks he'll play most of the home games that are left on the calendar here and try to see if it translates to the season. So it's the same story with him. It's keep him healthy. They think he'll produce. There's going to be a lot of Ben Gamel out there mixed in. But this swing is something that he thinks is going to make a difference this year. So he's pretty excited. And then he's also excited about Jimmy Nelson because we learned today that they're slotting him in a game. Today is – 18 months since he threw a pitch against a hitter in a different uniform. We were talking with Ryan, that it happened on a slide is part of what is just so maddening. I think.
That dang first base at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Ruined Yovani Gallardo in 2008.
True. Dangerous place. So he's getting in a game Monday against the White Sox. Jolie Chacin starts that day, so Jimmy Nelson will come in and pitch an inning. And then if that goes well, he'll pitch 5 days later. So, I mean, look, it's a couple of spring training innings. There's a long way to go. We're going to get better velo readings. It's not all about velocity, but that's something we're watching. Coming back from surgery. So he's fired up. And it was, you know, Craig Counsell made the point this morning that when we talked to Jimmy yesterday, he threw this sim game and back to Eric Kratz and some minor leaguers. He was so mad. after that because he was missing spots.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen. I mean, did you get like this in football practices?
Yeah.
Where you did? Where you would like miss a, you know,
yeah,
mess something up and get so mad about it in practice?
I mean, one time I missed a block and they damn near killed Lynn Dickett and coach didn't put me back in the game no more. That was pretty maddening.
In a game or a practice?
Both.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is like...
I think you just didn't like... I just don't think you liked blocking. He was just mad he wasn't getting the football, Adam.
But this is like an example of why we're different than Gary and Leroy and the professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're talking
it's
about practice.
Right. It's
but
be right.
It has got to be right.
It's
and
be right.
They are so professional about this.
Like,
he was fuming yesterday because he missed some spots to Eric Kratz in a sim game.
Wow.
And Craig Counsell made the point this morning that that is one of the best things he's heard in a long time.
Good.
Because he's not talking about how he feels or extension or, you know, getting his pitches in. He's actually talking about execution.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt to Craig Counsell like a graduation to, all right, we're talking about pitching again.
Right.
So now he's got to take it out in a game and see, and there's a long road for him and question marks and how much can he pitch if he is healthy. But, look, it's a good step, and that'll happen on Monday.
Talking Brewers out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix.
Hard to say.
I'm still getting used to that, Adam. Here in Maryvale, Arizona.
What do you think about that name, all that?
I don't understand.
You're Milwaukee. You've got to know that it's upsetting that they change in Miller Park,
I mean,
man.
I don't care.
They got to win it this year so they can win it in Miller Park.
If you're upset that one multi-billion-dollar international corporation was replaced by another multi-billion-dollar whatever, not so well, I don't know if they're international or not.
Yeah.
Another multi-billion dollar corporation, then if that is something that concerns you, I get it. Here's what I say.
Well, my deductible also went up, so I think that's also
yeah, well,
I was
then,
a little
then
bit
you
upset.
Have it right. I'm a State Farm guy.
Hey, no.
You know, it wasn't called Miller Park because Miller is a great local company with deep roots in the community and a perfect tie to the name of the ball club. Miller is all of those things.
Mm.
That's not why the ballpark was named Miller Park. They paid $40 million, so somebody else paid $50 million dollars or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's called something else, and I think we're all going to survive.
I think you'll be okay. I'll make it okay.
While we're doing all that, what do you think about the new digs here?
They're really nice. I have taken up the mantle this spring of the fan, and there's fans are kind of like mixed on this. This is terrible for autograph seekers. Because old Maryvale was great for them. There was like, you guys remember the parking lot that was out back?
Gone.
For the workouts, the players would go through and they had these little like stanchions up and they would sign. It was great for autograph seekers. That's gone away and it's tricky. You know, they still have the thing down the right field line where kids can kind of get some balls signed as players come in and out of games.
Yep.
But if you're a fan who doesn't care so much about the autographs and you just want to watch what's going on, it's great because of that practice field, the new practice field that they have that looks kind of into the weight room, and then the fields for people who've been here, like along 51st Avenue where you kind of pull into park, there was a field where they would always take BP because they don't take it on the main stadium on game days, and it was like as a fan you couldn't really see it. Now that's open in the middle, so if you're a fan who just wants to come out and watch some of the stuff going on, I think it's great. But if you're an autograph person, it was I know a lot of them were disappointed, but for the players it's remarkable. But
hey,
Selig was here today and he came and sat with us and he can't believe it. He can't believe it's the same place. And a lot of the players seeing like the guts of the place behind the scenes said the same thing.
Adam, so if you're bringing your kids down there, because for years we always told everybody, you know, you get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can go sit behind a diamond and hear, you know, Ricky Weeks and Ryan Braun, these guys having conversations about whatever while they're going through their drills or whatever the case may be. Is that opportunity still there for fans or is that all closed off?
Well, it's not. I mean, it's more like 10. And it all just depends on which fields they're using on that day. If they're using the fields where, again, for people who've come here, there's this clover of fields, four fields that we used to call the minor league side.
Yep.
That's still totally open. It's the way it was. So if they're working over there like they were for the Jimmy Nelson, I mean, if you were a fan there yesterday, you could stand there against the fence, and there were lots of fans standing there literally against the fence with their hands on the backstop watching Jimmy Nelson throw his sim.
That's awesome.
Hearing the interaction with Kratz in the thing and in the batter's box and Nottingham behind the plate and Jimmy on there, and they're shouting encouragement to Jimmy Nelson. And It was a really cool – that is a really cool fan experience. And it's just from day to day, you don't know where they're going to be. And it just depends. If they're back in that area, it's great. But, like, generally, it's I think, a better fan experience than it was. But it's some days it's better than others, if that makes sense.
What was the coolest thing you, as a Milwaukee guy, growing up in the city, now covering the team for what, now 20 years?
19, yeah.
19 years?
Yeah.
What was the coolest thing that you noticed just walking around the entire area? For me, it was the Bud Selig League statue in the Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah, outside here. Yeah. Yeah, they have, like, the numbers out, and you guys probably talked about this. Unfortunately, it's not as open to us in the media. When you're inside the clubhouse area, you saw it when you walked in this morning, where they have like the wall where they have every player who wore every uniform number on the wall. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And then if you go down that hallway, which we're not allowed to, we did it on like a tour before it really opened.
Nice.
But they have like an area where they kind of have like Brewers by the decade, and they have like, there's just a sense of history here.
That's what you got more of.
And I think they, you know, they've talked about this. Council has this idea of connectedness that he talks about the players and the team, but it's also like being connected to the history of your franchise.
We never had that here before like that.
No. I mean, you guys remember in the old place in the lobby, there was like a picture of like Gantner turning two hanging on the wall.
Right.
And I think there was like a Rob
bowl of M&Ms.
And like a Rob Deere and a bowl of M&Ms. Here's a little inside spring training.
Yeah.
The bowl of M&Ms is gone.
Yeah. Whoa.
Because Debbie.
It's so disappointing.
Debbie, the receptionist, this is great radio now. She had a bowl of M&Ms, but a nurse came in as part of like the final inspection or whatever, and they said,
"Get out of here!"
Open bowl of M&Ms.
You've got to be kidding!
So now there are lifesavers.
So stupid.
Wrapped lifesavers.
And the best part was, it was the M&Ms, the yellow bag for Leroy Butler. So they had peanuts in it, and those are my favorite ones. Right. So
well, no more of that.
Let's get back to Jimmy Nelson. And how much faith, Adam, do you believe that the team can have that he's going to be a contributor all year long?
I don't know. I don't think they know. It's up to Mother Nature, or
for sure,
whatever you know determines what happens with the body. It's shoulder is very, very tricky. We spend a lot of time talking about elbows in baseball. Shoulders are way worse. His was very. It was unique, I guess, and you know, that's why there was last season. I know there was a lot of frustration because he was ahead of schedule, and he was really fired up, and you know, we reported that he was ahead of schedule, and then all of a sudden he wasn't, and it wasn't like there was a big setback. It was just that's what his shoulder did. So what's his shoulder going to do now when he gets out in the field on Monday and there's the adrenaline of a game? I mean, that guy responds to adrenaline more than any player I think I've ever seen.
I would agree with that.
And you know, let's see what happens there. Is there an inning? You know, at some point, let's say, best case scenario, let's say he gets to the season and he's healthy and he gets out there. Then they need to start talking about, is there an innings limit for a guy who missed an entire season? And that's going to be another difficult conversation because, you know, you're not talking about a kid who's never pitched a full season before. I mean, Jimmy Nelson has logged some miles and he knows what that takes. So they're going to have a difficult conversation. I mean, they would love to have that conversation, right, about limiting him.
No doubt.
And that's eventually something that will come up down the line, too. But I can't answer your question of what they get from
him. No one knows.
And honestly, I can't answer. You know, right now I think he's a starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this team has been really creative and fluid with their pitching roles. What if he looks really good and maybe he's not quite ready to give you 120 pitches at the start of the season.
I love the idea.
And Jeremy Jeffress is down and Bobby Wall is out. And what if Jimmy Nelson is like kind of a secondary out-getter for Craig Counsell instead of an initial out-getter and he's in some kind of hybrid role? I don't know that that's been even discussed yet because first you just got to get the guy healthy, get him to the point where he's competing in major league games, and that's the next step.
Well, staying there with pitching, because we've been talking about this Keiko guy. We talk about him almost every day.
Yeah.
Like, we think that it's going to happen or that it should happen. And we've already asked you about it one more time, but he's still sitting there.
Yeah. Gio Gonzalez, too.
What are you thinking?
Well, it's like one of those things if, like, our friend Tom Hodricourt uses this line with players, sometimes they're free agents, where it looks like there's a fit. He'll say, I'll believe they're going to sign somewhere else when they do. Mm-hmm. And I guess I think that's kind of the way to look at it. I hear everything that David Stern says, Mark, when he was here, the way Craig Counsell, when he talks about the staff, there is not even a whisper that they think that's going to happen. If they are working on that behind the scenes, they're doing so so quietly.
And no one knows.
Which is possible. And the other thing that we always have to remember, and these two guys, Keuchel, Gio, who are their – who's their mm-hmm.
– Scott Boras.
Scott Boras guy.
Yes. And we have seen that before. There's a great relationship between the owner of this team and that agent. And they've come to agreements before. And if there is some sort of, like, opportunistic –
Well, when is that got to happen by? I mean, you look
– Well, to be ready to pitch a season.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got to – if you're Dallas Keuchel or Gio Gonzalez, those are guys who know what they need to do. I guarantee you they are doing what they need to do on the side somewhere. Remember Kyle Loesch pitching against the Scottsdale Community College,
yeah. Yep.
Fighting artichokes?
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally their mascot. Pitched against these guys, these jokers, as
right.
you'd say.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they are pitching against some artichokes somewhere and getting – but I guarantee you they're doing what they need to do to be ready. Now, I don't know if that means, like, right away opening day, but to be ready somewhat early in the season.
Because I look at Arrieta last year, and the Phillies give him $25 million for the season, and he wasn't what they would have expected, and I think some of that had to do with the fact that he got into camp so late.
Maybe, yeah. That's always we have this debate. I forget who we were talking about it with, but you do have that debate whether, like, Mike Moustakas last year
right.
didn't get into a camp until yep. late, and did that impact him? And there's pros and cons of that. Also, you just are, you know, a little extra rest never hurt anybody mm-hmm. either. So I don't know, but I bet you they're doing what they need to do to get ready for that. Again, the Brewers say they haven't used the word tapped out, but they have made pretty clear that they're pushing this thing payroll-wise to where it's an uncomfortable place. I also think that it is worth keeping in mind that you want your team, if you're a fan, you want your team to be flexible at midseason because you don't know what's going to happen
no doubt.
At another spot, and they like their organizational depth right now. You see Keston Hira go deep today.
Corey Ray looks jacked up, dude.
Oh, Corey Ray looks great. Lucas Ursig looks like a big league player. They have guys at different positions that look pretty good, but you know, there's no you don't know what they're going to do in the big leagues. So you want flexibility at midseason if you need to go out and get something to do it. And if you keep adding and keep adding and keep adding in spring, that can alter your ability to do something later. So I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. Dallas Keuchel is a pretty good pitcher, and someone's going to sign him. And until someone else does, I just can't tell you it's not going to be this team.
Steve, you got something for him?
I've got lots for him. Leroy's back here, too. You know, Adam, we heard all this talk about Grandal coming in and how he was going to work with the pitchers. And Baby Tausch brought up earlier in the show about the importance of having him with the young pitchers like Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta. What have you seen so far or heard so far as his impact on that staff?
You know, they have like a media day out here early in camp where all the GMs and managers get together at this like conference center. And it's kind of a cool opportunity, and the commissioner comes. It's a cool opportunity to kind of bounce around. And I got to talk to Farhan Zaidi, who's the new president of baseball ops for the Giants. He's been the GM with Andrew Friedman and with the Dodgers the last couple of years and had Grandal. And I told him that story of Grandal signing with the Brewers and then right away texting, figuring out which of the pitchers lives in Arizona, because that's where he lives, and then going to meet them and doing some pens before spring training started. And Farhan was like, that surprises me 0%. That's exactly who this guy is. He says that he's one of those first to get their last to leave kind of guys. He's tough for the media because he's one of those guys who's always in the video room, and I guess he's really, really – I don't know how much we're going to get to, like, hear from him during the season.
He was so quickly in and out today. It was
really
crazy.
Yeah, he's really hard to get. You know, I just – there's different kinds of players in the game. And right now there's this explosion of data, and some players want all of it. Josh Tomlin wants all of it. Some players want some of it, and some players don't really want that. Some guys really – it's more of a feel game for them, and they
yep.
don't need all the data. And there's – you know, everybody's on the spectrum. And Yasmani Grandal, whichever is the furthest you can get on the end of, like, I want every bit of information there is, that's where Yasmani Grandal lives. And the other really interesting thing he said, I think this was at On Deck, and I talked to Farhan about this too. With the Dodgers, they run their roster a lot like the Brewers did last year and the last couple of years under David Stearns, where you use a huge group of players 50-plus players, 30-plus pitchers. And if you think about it, that's not easy for a catcher because so much of this game is and what the task is in spring training for a catcher is like getting on the same page with your pitchers and knowing like what's in their arm and what's in their heart almost, and what's in their mind. And you can do that with, you think about an opening day roster, it's 13 guys, 12 guys. But really in the course of the season, it's 30 guys. And that is a lot of information to keep straight. And he is a guy from what Farhan said and what the players have said already from talking to him and getting to know him a little bit. He's a guy who's really good at keeping all that straight. And he had that experience in L.A. of working with this long, long list of pitchers and having a lot of success. Now, it helps when you have Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw and Kenny Jansen.
Right, big-time pitchers. Yep.
So, but there's also some Alex Woods in there and guys who maybe squeezed the most out. He had to squeeze the most out of what they could do. And he thought that experience is going to benefit him here because he knows that David Stearns runs this roster.
Hey, Adam, I'm pretty excited about Jimmy Nelson going to pitch against the White Sox on Monday. I'm excited, but I'm reading that story. Also, man, you got some good stuff up on MLB.com and Brewers.com. But the one that I really wanted to ask you about is Moustakas at second. I think people are kind of waiting because they thought maybe it'd be the vice versa. Shaw would be the second. He'd go back to third. But how's he been looking so far at second?
Yeah, it's Moustakas. And I asked him the other day, we had reached a point where he was like 2 weeks since signing and 3 weeks to go before opening day. And I said, at this point, there's still time to go. But have you answered the most basic question was,
right,
like, is this going to work? When everyone came in and this was the idea, I think the first question is, what does this look like on day one?
Sure.
Is it going to work? And his answer was, he is 100% convinced that it's going to work. So he's the second baseman. I can't see what would happen over the next couple of weeks that would change that because he makes all the right moves. It's experiencing plays now. It's being in the right spot on cutoffs. And they haven't turned a double play. We were talking about this with Craig Counsell. They haven't.
That's crazy to me.
Low Kane has been kind of tested in center field on some plays. They've just not had a lot of memorable. There's been no Orlando Arcia, play, and Council made the
Ben Gamel had a chance at one earlier today.
Yeah, yep, but they're rare. And Council was like, maybe this is kind of a sort of the state of the game type of thing.
Right.
There's just, we saw it last year. There's fewer balls in play, and it's showing up in spring training as they're moving guys around the diamond. They want to expose them to different plays. And there's just not a lot of balls.
Is that dangerous? Is that dangerous? He's not getting a lot of double plays, or?
Well, I guess the you can put it the other way too. If there's just going to be fewer balls in play, fewer chances.
Yeah, that's true.
It's easier to put a guy in an unfamiliar position
for sure.
And shifting helps you with that too. So this is another thing that came up really earlier in camp, and I hadn't thought about it this way. Asking a guy to play a different position now, it's an easier ask than it was 20 years ago.
Totally.
And that's a combination of shifting, putting guys in the right position, fewer balls in play, and also stuff like the Chase Utley rule where that if you're that second baseman, you don't have to worry as much about the guy coming in spikes up and taking you out at second base because you can't do that anymore. So for all those reasons, it's an easier ask now. And they feel, the thing we forget is Mike Moustakas was a shortstop his whole life.
Right.
And then he got to like his second full season of pro ball. And the Royals moved him to third. So, the middle of the diamond is not foreign to him.
And he's a sneaky good athlete.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
He is. He's a sneaky good athlete,
sneaky
I think.
Good.
Yeah. And Travis Shaw is, more the big, the size-wise. He looks more like a corner guy.
Yeah.
If he can do second base, they feel like Moustakas can do it.
Real quick, 5 seconds. Does this stunt the growth of Hero?
It's not going to be 5 seconds.
It's going to be 15.
Does this stunt the growth of Hero?
No.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay, thank you, Gary.
No, because they wanted all along Keston Hira to have the development time because again, it's in a player's interest to take the steps in the minor leagues before you force a guy up.
Okay,
baseball is littered with prospects who came out too early and it messed them up forever.
All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
Is that good, Leroy? You got another one? Quick.
I'm just
seconds.
Jealous he's there with you guys. I'd rather him be in the studio with me and Steve. I got a bunch of more questions, but I'll wait.
Well, we got one more segment.
Yeah, we got another week too, man. We got a lot of time with that.
You have one more segment in you.
Sure,
you got to get going.
No,
what are you working on? Let's talk about
nowhere.
Let's go ahead.
Let's talk about
you holding him
first.
Up.
Okay.
First, I want you to talk about your man, Dean Murray.
Oh my good. Leroy, what you got for Dean?
Hey, I tell you what, Dean Murray has found it out. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
What's that, the stutter button? What was that?
No, it's the save button. When you say something stupid, I can hit it. A stupid button in front of me. No, really, Dean Murray has figured it out, guys. Well, for the teachers, we've been talking all for the last month about finding ways to get teachers to the wedding reception and to the ceremony. So we figured it out. So next week, stay tuned to the big show. We'll release that information. It'll be for local teachers. We found a way to get you guys to the wedding. We got some free tickets for you guys, so stay tuned for that. I love when companies like the Jewelry Center invest back into the community. I really appreciate that. So, and you'll be able to go to shoptjc.com for more information, as well as roybutlerinc.com.
Y'all good there, Adam McCallum?
Y'all right, Kyle?
That's good candy, isn't it?
Choking on a Smartie.
I told you. I had some for you. Leroy, you still taking the weekend off this weekend?
Yeah, I'm off this weekend.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm off
this
weekend.
You are too good. What do you think? Show back after this 105.7 FM, The Fan. So Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Gary Ellerson and Bill Schmidt out here live from Phoenix, Arizona. American Family Fields of Phoenix, sitting with our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McCalvey. Adam, had a chance to talk to Mauricio Dubon earlier today. He is just primed and ready to go off of that ACL injury. And I laughed with him that people in Milwaukee just love the name. They love to know that Mauricio Dubon is coming. Mm-hmm. And people were juiced up all year long when he was posting on Instagram all the swings.
You can't say juiced up.
And feeling, fielding ground balls, flipping double plays. And it's nice to see a guy using Instagram for a good way instead of Antonio Brown, you know, freaking out and changing everything up.
You know, I've been doing baseball all day, so I have no idea where Antonio Brown is right now. So you have guys.
Nobody knows. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
He may be.
I know he's on my fantasy team, and I'm worried about this. It was interesting because David Stearns told us at the winter meetings. That's where he kind of made clear, like, we want Dubon and Hira to start the year in the minor leagues, and literally for Dubon get his legs under him after ACL surgery, and then the rest of the offseason, Dubon. You know, it wasn't like popping off. There was nothing negative about it. It was kind of like you could tell he had a fire under him to get back after surgery. And it was just great stuff of a guy using social media to motivate himself.
He's just a good dude, man.
Great dude. Can you imagine him losing 15 pounds?
No.
He lost 15 pounds like last week, and now he's like back up 12.
Jeez.
In the span of like 10 days, he lost 15 pounds and then gained it all back.
See, now I can gain 12 like pounds that. In a week. Like, that happens all the time. But I haven't been able to lose 15 pounds in 15 years.
Yeah, true. I mean, when he came back from that hospitalization, he was looking bad.
Wow.
I mean, he looked rough. Wow. That was an ordeal. I think it can't be overstated how big a deal that was. So he's still, you know, he's not – he played catch, I think, today. And they're really easing him back to action, and they're – we'll see about the start of the season. But that was kind of a – he said, you know, he had like this intestinal thing, ulcers and whatnot, and it was stress probably from coming back from this injury.
Wow.
And then he said he drank 10 Cokes a day.
What? Jeez, that's Sparky level.
Diabetes can't be doing that.
Diabetes level.
Like, no, high octane Coke.
Really?
Yeah, and the guy's like $1.50, so it's not like –
well, some guys can do that, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he's like now he's cold turkey. He's – he's on the Brent Suter, you know, reusable water bottle.
Have you gotten yours, by the way?
Well, I have an MLB.com one. So
okay.
When he signed me up, I signed up. I took the pledge, but I already had the bottle. So that's like extra environmentally friendly. I'm not even using the glass. Mm-hmm. I've already got it. So, yeah, I'm on
what a pro's bro.
Trying to do it. But, yeah, you know, Dubon and Hira – we'll see what happens with Dubon health-wise, but the idea is that they're going to be the double play tandem at AAA. And I was looking early in camp. I did this story. That AAA team is like, I'm trying to think of as prospect-y a AAA team.
Stacked.
You got to go back.
I like that
to
word,
like
prospect-y.
Prospect-y.
I like that.
Yeah. You got to go back to like the Prince, Ricky, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy era, I think. To get, you know, those are great. Those guys ended up being all-star players. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We don't know what these guys will be.
Yep.
But at least in terms of, like, the top of the prospect list, because it's, you know, it's Ursig and Dubon and Hira and probably Jacob Nottingham and Corey Ray in the outfield, and Troy Stokes, who's a top 30 guy, Tyrone Taylor, who's been a top 30 guy. That's looking like a pretty prospect stacked team. And then Zach Brown, the pitcher, we have a great story, if I do say so myself, on Brewers.com about his history and how he got to where he's a guy who's probably going to pitch in the big leagues this year.
He was pretty confident when we talked to him earlier today. He said, I'll see you guys soon. Yeah.
Oh, did you mention Corey Ray? I'm sorry if I missed it.
Corey Ray is out there. They'll probably use all those guys at all three positions, but Corey Ray has shown some crazy power.
Yep.
And he's not a guy who – he says power is not his game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But he's just – he's got the build for it and the legs for it. A lot of that power comes from – his lower half, and he's been really impressive so far.
Yeah, sweet swing.
Just an impressive kid, too.
All right, so I'm getting killed on Twitter here, Adam, about the Mount Rushmore of NBA players.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about Michael Jordan, and as a young dude, I really only saw Michael Jordan play with the Wizards.
Michael Jordan is really ancient.
A neck brace on, like 15 different leg braces. He had his fingers tied up together. He's averaging like 10 a game. But like he took like 47 shots because he was like the old guy. The guy at the Y that you have to throw it to when you're playing pickup.
Yeah.
Like he's on my Mount Rushmore. I get it. He's one of the top four players. Who would Adam McAlvey put on his Mount Rushmore of NBA players?
I would put on my Mount Rushmore. Oscar Robertson would be on my Mount Rushmore.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Complete players in the history of the league.
That's a triple-double.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan would be on my Mount Rushmore. I like Shaq on my Mount Rushmore.
He was on mine
for the dominance of it.
Yep.
Like, if you own your position, I think you deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Now, don't mess it up.
And then, obviously, Frank Kaminsky.
Turn his mic off. We're done with you, Adam. Have a nice day. You're my guy. We love you, but have a nice day.
He said Frank the Tank.
And you said it with a straight face.
Straight, bad. I could have gone
straight
with,
face.
I could have gone with Mark Vershaw. You guys are lucky.
Yeah, Frank. You could have went with Vershaw.
I gotta Google that.
No,
one.
I mean, then it would be like, did I say Jordan? I said Jordan.
You said Jordan, Shaq, Oscar.
I mean, it's LeBron. It's boring.
It's LeBron.
He's a ridiculous player. You gotta respect that guy.
Yeah, he's gotta be LeBron.
Perfect.
Love it.
Perfect.
My man.
Ryan Braun today, he talked to you guys, and like you said, he has a swing coach now, finally. That's Leroy's guy. My guy has been Eric Thames.
Yeah,
like,
but get Eric Thames to talk to him, though. Adam, can you please get Eric Thames to talk to
Eric Thames is not a morning guy.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Morning guy.
Yeah.
So that's what it is,
because
I'm always there on Sunday mornings, and so maybe that's what it is. Okay.
So what do you mean not a morning guy? What do you mean?
He's just not a morning guy. He's got,
he's got stuff going.
Waking up, you can see it. You know, when you talk to him after a game, he's a great conversation.
Right.
I mean, he's one of the most like worldly interesting guys.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
right.
Not at 8 a.m.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
See, there you go.
He's into the day.
But
now,
for me, I'm just making sure he's going to be on the 25-man roster, right? Because he was left off that playoff roster last year.
And I had to do this, and it's really hard because they have like all these moving pieces and the optionable players. And again, the idea that it's not 25 doesn't matter. It's like 40. You need like 40 guys. I have him in because every time we've talked about Eric Thames, Craig Counsell talks about him as on the team. So I'm going with that until it changes. But it's like that last spot, if you go 13 pitchers, it's like Thames, Spangenberg, Saladino. You can only keep one because you've got Hernan Perez as like the utility guy.
Well, Spangenberg's Murph's guy.
And a lefty bat who they think will have a little bit of, not Eric Thames' power, but a little bit of power. But he has an option. So, again, like, we need to, when this roster gets set, let's all remind ourselves, don't flip out about your favorite guy missing the cut. If there are any big Corey Spangenberg fans out there.
Right. There's not. Spangenberg.
Tim Allen is a big Spangenberg guy.
Spark, there's not.
They're going to be on the team. Better probably said with the pitchers, because there's a lot of fans of Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta. I don't see all three of them making the opening day roster.
And I will flip out.
People are going to flip out.
I will.
Sparky's going to flip out.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Big time.
But all I would say is, like, they could be up at, like, April 10th and pitch lots of innings. And the idea is to give yourself a big pool of players to draw from, and that means using these options. That's how the teams do it now. So we're kind of having to train ourselves a little bit. It's not like it used to be where you could, the team on opening day was the team.
Right.
And
right.
that's not.
Well, like Woodruff last year, he breaks camp with the team in the rotation, makes one start, and he makes his next 15 at Colorado Springs.
And then ends up being a big piece out, kind yep. of out of the bullpen mm-hmm. late. So, yeah, there's a lot more flexibility of roles. I think the players have bought into it because it's like their reality now. They don't know
right.
differently. And, you know, you buy into it because you want to be in the big leagues as many days as possible. And that means just you got to be flexible.
Well, Adam, we appreciate you coming by, man.
Yeah.
Sorry we kept you from the writing. You're closing well, down this press box, though. You're killing it over there. We appreciate it.
Well, yeah, the game starting an hour earlier today was
yeah.
nice. Like, yeah. normally we'd be, yeah. you know, this place.
So who's down there
down.
With you, Adam?
Let's see.
I don't think there's anybody in there. Yeah, there's one person one up there.
I think that's a photographer.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Matt Morrell of the Brewers scoreboard crew is in there because okay. I'm trying to figure out more ways to use this fancy new scoreboard.
Yeah, I just saw that. That's pretty new, yeah.
Yeah, do you miss the – it used yeah. to be that matrix board.
Right.
It was awesome.
Two lines, yeah.
I said what they should have yeah. done when they opened this is set up the new one as if it were that.
Yeah.
And then do some big, like, explosion and then go to the new graphics.
Yeah, that looks nice.
See, they didn't have a marketing major like you in there.
That makes sense. Yeah. Missed opportunity. Yeah.
Adam McAlvey here American Family Fields of Phoenix. Excuse me. Messed it up, Sparky. I can't mess up Robert's Specialty Meats.
No, you can't. Robert's Specialty Meats. We can forecast. It might be a little dicey tomorrow with rain and maybe a mixture of some snow. But don't worry. The spring weather is not that far away, at least we all hope. You can still enjoy great tasting meat no matter the weather from Robert's Specialty Meats. You don't have to wait until opening day tailgate party to serve up Robert's ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce, Leroy, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic, parmesan, or Door County cherry flavors, all easy to heat up in your own oven or stovetop in just minutes. You also find gourmet burgers already made like their bacon and cheddar or mushroom and Swiss varieties, plus over 30 types of original sausages and brats from mild to hot. Call Roberts right now, 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. When you visit, make sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, you gotta shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan here from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Gary Ellerson, myself, Bill Baby Tao Schmid with you. We are here for another week, starting up on Monday. Guys, we have the best Brewers coverage in the city, wall to wall. Will Michaels starts at 10. He goes until 2. Then at 2, it's the Wendy's Big Show till 6. And then from 6 to 8, Tim Allen and myself come in here for 2 more hours, spring training live. We got interviews. We got audio. We talked to Mauricio Dubon earlier today. Talked to Zach Brown, Lucas Erceg, The Truth, in a party atmosphere. Some really, really cool stuff about Lucas Erceg, man. We talked a little bit. Adam McAlvey touched on him. There's some really, really cool stuff in that interview. We also got Josh Hader as well. And Sparky, last year you were the one that Craig Counsell called out. When we asked who was the fan staffer that you'd most likely want to ban from Miller Park, he calls out Tim Allen. Yes, earlier this morning,
he wants to ban Tim Allen now.
Hold on. He calls out Timmy pretty well, and Timmy was not too happy about it. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up on Monday night at 6. He was not happy, man. You don't call Tim Allen out about baseball and get away with it many times.
Well, he's the franchise.
So it appears that Antonio Brown's going to the Raiders, it seems like.
That seems to be what everybody is speculating.
Is that where he's going to announce that he's going? Apparently on Instagram Live, that guy is a clown show. I don't know how he's not in Green Bay, though, to be completely honest with you.
I can't wait to see what they gave up for him if it is the Raiders.
Right.
If it is the Raiders, you know how they do it.
They got enough money.
Yeah.
Man, that is crazy. From American Family Fields of Phoenix, our thanks to Adam McAlvey for joining us. Jerry Augustine stopped by as well. Gary Ellerson's got the shades on. We're ready to rock and roll. We'll be back here on Monday. We're once again 2 o'clock starting up the Wendy's Big Show live all week long next week from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Sparky, Leroy, thanks for bearing with us in the studio. Anthony, great job as always. Brett Favre is going to take you out. Wendy's Big Show. We're back on Monday at 2. Later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.